Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Christophe Ugeot is here. Christophe is a vice president and an analyst at Gartner, you know, that outstanding global research organization. He ordinarily lives in Hong Kong, but today he's in France, in the west of France. You heard of being in the south of France? Well, he's in the west of France. He's a global traveler. He's a global thinker. And he and David Furlonger have written an outstanding book that I wanted you to know about, and I wanted him to join us to talk about. The book is called The Real Business of Blockchain, How Leaders Can Create Value in a New Digital Age. Christophe Ugeot, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here and have an opportunity to discuss this very important topic and the key dynamics for small and medium businesses.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for the hard work that you did on the book. So you, Christophe, just as a little background, I've been talking to my audience about blockchain for 4 years. I started warning them about it 4 years ago, and we've had quite a few guests on over the years talking about this, and I've done a little writing on it myself, and so we're fairly familiar with, my audience is fairly familiar with blockchain. They understand that it's the platform for most of cryptocurrencies, but they also understand that blockchain is a new technology, relatively new, 10 years old, that has a life of its own outside of cryptocurrency. And yep. So what I'd like for you to do, though, is so we have that background, and what I'd like for you to do, though, is talk to us about the elements of your book, which are the different elements of blockchain and how they'll be used in the marketplace. And the first one you talked about is distribution. And I have sort of, with my tongue somewhat in my cheek over the years, said that your romaine lettuce was probably the first thing that touched your life that was affected by blockchain. What do you think?
I think like it's we took a completely different approach, but we decided to think, okay, so we have seen a lot of different blockchain solutions, and we have tried to define, okay, what is really blockchain, and to make sure that especially small medium businesses don't fall prey, so to speak, to blockchain washing, to some large organization or even supply chain players who use, let's say, like a limited version of blockchain to actually increase their market power. So the reason why we took that step back is to look at four core elements. And so we include those five core elements, sorry. So distribution, encryption, immutability, tokenization, and decentralization. Right. So let me do something simple first. Let's define them quickly and see why it's so important to pay attention to those five core elements as a whole, especially for SMBs. So as you mentioned, distribution is important, but we could argue that you could use distributed database to do some of the work. So we have to go beyond distribution. Encryption, obviously, has to be there. But if you only want encryption, encryption has been there before blockchain, as you discussed in some of your work before. And immutability, same thing. If you only want immutability, well, you can use append-only journals. Right. We don't need blockchain to do that. What we find is very important, and I think you want person right to think we need to think beyond cryptocurrency, is to think, well, we have to take into account tokenizations, which for us implies the ability to represent value, to create value, and to exchange value. And that could be a new form of money, as you mentioned, but also beyond that, that could be data.
It could be a share of a company. When he says tokenizations, yes. Folks, he's talking about something that would be used not currency. In other words, not currency. A tokenization would be something yes. beyond currency. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, anything actually like that your audience regard as being valuable, as you mentioned, the mm-hmm. share of a company, right. that could be some piece of data representing right. a risk in a supply chain that they right. want to represent and expose to their partners, to their colleagues, right. and so on.
And then decentralization.
Yes, and that's the key. It's not only tokenization is right without decentralization, because tokens are not new. I mean, the reward programs we all use are tokens. We could argue that we have the whole discussion about Facebook and Libra. It's a token. Is it really decentralized? So what we need and what we think is very important when we talk about this business of blockchain is that combination of tokenization and decentralization added to distribution, encryption, and immutability.
It's a whole package, folks. He's right. Blockchain. Quick break. Right back with our new friend, Christoph Ugio, and the new book, The Real Business of Blockchain. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.